proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you with another radio Bible study. In our series relating to the kings of Judah, we come to the son of Ammon, Josiah. Josiah was one of the godliest kings to ever reign over the kingdom of Judah. After Ammon had been killed, the people of Judah chose Josiah to be their next king. The scripture says that Josiah began to seek the Lord in the 8th year of his reign. In the words of 2 Kings chapter 22, Josiah, quote, did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left, unquote. In the 12th year of his reign, Josiah instituted religious reforms, which were similar in nature to those of Hezekiah, his great-grandfather. Josiah had altars to Baal torn down throughout Judah. He also had the temple repaired. While that was occurring, a momentous event took place. A priest named Hilkiah found a book in the temple which contained the Mosaic Law. In the 17th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses had mandated that any king of the Jewish nation ought to possess and peruse his own private copy of the Mosaic Law. Perhaps that scroll discovered by Hilkiah had actually once belonged to the king of Judah and had been abandoned in the temple by one of the kings. Hilkiah handed that book to Shaphan the scribe, who in turn brought it to Josiah. When the king read it, he tore his clothes, grieving over how grossly his people had violated God's prescriptions. At Josiah's request, a delegation visited Huldah the prophetess about the book they had found. Speaking in God's name, she replied that he would inflict on the Jewish nation those curses contained in that scroll, because they had disobeyed him. However, God promised to spare Josiah himself from experiencing divine wrath, since that monarch had humbled himself before God. Josiah reacted by calling a convention of his subjects to gather in Jerusalem. He led them in an act of recommitting themselves to obeying God's covenant. In addition, Josiah oversaw a national celebration of the Passover, personally contributing the intended sacrificial animals. The author of 2 Chronicles chapter 35 stated that, quote, there was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet, unquote. Josiah had a lengthy reign, but he would die young. Later on, he would perish in battle in Megiddo. He fought against the forces of Necho, king of Egypt. The latter monarch had led his armies through the kingdom of Judah, passing northward to fight against the Babylonians. Josiah had made an alliance with the Babylonians. Necho of Egypt attempted to persuade Josiah from fighting against him, saying that God had sent him, Necho, to engage in this fight. However, the Egyptian ruler's efforts were unsuccessful. Should Josiah have indeed gone to war against the Egyptians? Some commentators have argued that he should not have done so, pointing out that he died in battle. Yet that death was an act of mercy on the part of God. God ended Josiah's life before divine judgment fell upon the kingdom of Judah. The writer of 2 Chronicles 35 noted that, quote, Jeremiah lamented for Josiah, unquote. In the 4th chapter of the book of Lamentations, Jeremiah made a reference to, quote, the breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, unquote. That might have been an allusion to Josiah's demise. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.